have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question. Oh, I don't have one yet. What? I don't have a brand new biblical question. And it is Tuesday. Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, or wherever it is you're doing, you can still listen to the show as it is happening. You can podcast and listen on your phone, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615. 4131-605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JOP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? You know what else is amazing? That is amazing. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! And we're celebrating not only White History Month, we're also celebrating 250 years of America. And Country Western Tuesday clearly reminds me of America when America was amazing. And believe me, America was amazing at one time. So it is Country and Western Tuesday.
Well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time. Because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday, and today I have the flag and the watermelon. It doesn't get any better than that. Making America Great Again. Happy White History Month. Happy White History Month. Amazing, huh? You know what else is amazing? That it is a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. But the beauty is there is a war going on, but it has already been won. And the darkness has already been defeated. Evil has already been defeated, but you don't know it. You don't realize it has no zero power, no power at all, no authority or anything. Zero authority. And you're suffering unnecessarily. Been there, done that, I do understand it. But you're suffering unnecessarily. I was thinking about the other day how I gave this example of walking on the beach. And while walking on the beach, there come a heavy fog. And it gets so heavy that you can't even see what's in front of you. And so you realize, you know what? I can't see what's in front of me, right in front of my face. So I'm going to sit here on this rock right at the beach where the fog came in, and I'm just going to wait. I'm going to wait until the fog fade away, until it's clear. Then I will continue my walk on the beach, my journey, my travel. Just sit and wait. And I notice, and I wonder, is there a better way of saying this? Is there another way of saying this, telling people this, or suggesting it? If for those who want it, we're taking those who don't, fine. Is there another way of saying, sit on the rock and wait. Sit right at the crash and wait. And I realize that you can think about that you're lost. I am lost. I am lost. I can't find my way back. I am lost. You can think about being lost, but you cannot think about the rescue. Really, this is so deep, it makes you want to holler, slap your mama. You can think about being lost. I am lost. But you cannot think about the rescue. I got to go out and find my way back. I got to wait for Jesus to come and save me. Or God to find me. Or I'm going to go out and find my way back. I'm going to do this or that to find my way back. You cannot think of the rescue. You can only realize, know that you're lost. Recognize I am lost. But you cannot think about being found. You can't think about the rescue, because if you do, you're going to create a false rescue and you will never be found. You will never, ever, ever be rescued. You will never be rescued. Isn't that amazing? You can't think about it. Because what's happened when you think about it, and this is so just profound, when you think about being rescued, when knowing and realizing that you're lost, and when you think about being rescued, you're creating a false idea. Think about this. Smoke on this one. You are creating a false idea that there is someone who needs to be rescued. You're like, I need to be rescued. You've created this idea that you need to be rescued. There's someone there who needs to be rescued. Isn't that amazing? So if you don't think about the rescue, but know that you're lost, you realize that there's no one there to be rescued because you're not building false images. You're not creating false images of yourself, which could be called false God. Isn't that amazing? So I highly recommend, but do what you want, but for those men and women who are working on themselves, stop thinking about the rescue. That God gonna rescue me. Somebody gonna send a boat or airplane or the police or somebody gonna come and rescue me. When you stop thinking that way, you will see that there's no one there to be rescued. It's all just an illusion that there is someone there to be rescued. It's false, folks. There is no you to be rescued. You just think it. Rescue me. I want you in my arm. Rescue me. Smoke on that for those who are truly working on yourself and you stand with it. So many people get on the journey and then they stop along the way. And they go back into the illusion of there's someone else there. And they suffer. And they go back and repeat the same things over and over again. Some people get on the journey and they just see it through. All the way through. And no matter how difficult the moment, how difficult, how long it takes, they stay with it. That is the man or the woman who endure to the end. Rescue me or take me in your arms. Rescue me. I want you, need your charm because I'm lonely. Remember that song? In the good old days, they had some amazing songs. Real talent. That is gone now. Rescue me or take me in your arms. Rescue me. You think there is someone there to be rescued. You think that there is someone there that somebody else can hurt and make you feel bad. And then you blame them for what you are thinking. Isn't that amazing? All thoughts are all lies all the time. But you blame somebody else about for what you're thinking and the emotion that comes with it because you won't realize that there's no you. And those thoughts are lying to you. And they give these emotions. Emotions come from thought. And you cannot convince a person who thinks like that that what you're thinking is not real. And the harder you try, the worse they get. They go deeper into imagination. Even though I'm telling you right now, There's no one there to be rescued. You just need to know you're lost. But don't think about the rescue. As soon as you walk out, the show is over, you're going to go back into thinking about the rescue. I need Jesus. I need Jesus to come and rescue me. Jesus has already rescued you. He said, it is done. But you follow the crowd. You don't wait, sit on the rock and wait for the fog to disappear. You follow the leader that said, hey, we got to find our way out of here. And you follow the crowd. And you walk in the dark, fog, lost, because you didn't have the know-how to sit on the rock and wait. You're a crowd pleaser. You didn't trust the rescuer because you didn't wait and see if a rescue would come. You were thinking, I gotta save myself. I gotta rescue myself. What a sad way to live, huh? You follow the crowd. The crowd tells you, hey, you gotta pray for this and pray for that and hope and want for this or that. Have faith, they tell you. And you believe it. And you never develop faith. It never works. You spend a lifetime trying to make it work and it doesn't. You don't know. It is finished. It is done. And in the beginning, there was a law. And the law was God. And the law was with God. And the law was made perfect. Put it to humans. Made flesh. You don't know because the crowd has told you something else. And you believe something else. And ain't no way. No one can convince you that you're wrong. Ain't no way. Try to convince someone that they're wrong when they've already gone into their imagination and emotions. I don't want to hear it. What I'm thinking is, and it's you that making me feel and think this way. What a lie, huh? But you can't convince a person. Let them suffer, wish them well, and you go your way. The lie, the deceiver, the devil, and all his little angels, whatever you want to call them. The darkness has made a home in your mind. And you believe it's you. You actually believe you create your own thoughts. And you don't even pause for a moment and say, you know what? If I'm the creator of my own thoughts, why am I making my own self miserable? Why do I make myself thoughts that make me feel afraid or angry or jealous? Why am I doing this to myself if I am the creator of my own thoughts? You won't even pause with that. Isn't that crazy? If you're the creator of your own thought, why would you create thoughts that others can make you mad, make you sad, make you lonely, cause you to become suicidal? Why would you create thoughts that would cause you to go after ICE? Law enforcement who are doing their jobs to pick up the criminals and deport them back to wherever they came from. And you, the thoughts are telling you to go out there and fight them. And then you get in trouble. Why would you create thoughts that would make you do something so foolish as that? Or why would you allow someone else to influence you to go and do crazy like that? You listen to their thoughts. They are using you for personal gain. And you think that you're out there because you want to be out there messing with ICE, getting in the way of the law, and the law wins, and then you blame the law that you lost. Like this crazy guy from the New York Post. According to the New York Post, this guy is a U.S. Army, a former U.S. Army soldier, and a National Guard. And according to the New York Post, he set off fire in New York. What? This is from ABC News.
Tonight, a federal investigation into this terrifying scene in New York City. Video from witnesses showing a man pouring a liquid outside a federal building home to an Immigration and Customs office, igniting a massive blaze.
To actually witness it was definitely alarming.
Investigators say the suspect ignited an apparent bundle of fireworks, fired an airsoft rifle, and lit this fire in an incident that injured three people this morning. You can see him lobbing something towards the entrance before he is tackled. Other angles show a scuffle with officers, some with weapons drawn, emerging from the smoky entrance, then escorting the suspect in all black and handcuffed away. The FBI identifying the suspect as 43-year-old Andrew Arabaca.
He did say he was targeting the building, and he was okay if he hurt or killed people going in and out of the building.
Amazing. The same thoughts and emotion that caused that guy, according to the report, to do that, that's the same thought and emotion that makes you think somebody else can hurt you. Somebody is against you. It's the same thing and no different. The thoughts, any anger, emotion that came as a result of thought, if this is true that this guy did that, it made him do it. Because he listened to angry other people that said, hey, ICE is bad. When will you know and see clearly that there is no you there to be hurt? Whatever other people do, they do it to themselves. They're not doing it to you. Oh, you hurt my feelings. My husband or my wife left me, you say. My husband or my wife cheated on me. How can somebody cheat on you if there's no you to cheat on? The cheater is doing it to themselves. Amazing story from the New York Post. ABC News. They're alleging that this guy did this. Alleging. But it's the same thought, if it's true. And when you believe thoughts, you are separated from the light. And no one can convince you that you're in your mind. You're wrong. You're lost. It's not true. It's not true. It's like a man goes out to work. And every day, he normally get home around 5:30 or 6 p.m. Pacific time. And then one day, he has to work a little overtime. So he gets home around, instead of 5:30 or 6, he gets home at 6:30. Right? And he walks in, and the wife looking at him all crazy, already mad, thoughts running through her head like nothing going on. Nah, he's late today. Normally he's home. Where is he? He didn't even call and tell me that he's going to be late. Why he didn't tell me? Now she's tick, believing all lies. And the lies has worked up her emotions from 6 to 7 or 6:30 until 7. And the husband walks in, where you been? Oh, I had to work a little late. Why you didn't call me? Cause you're not my mama. Ew, I was worried about you. Lying. You were nosy about me. You weren't worried about me. You were nosy about me. And you're lying and saying you were lazy. I mean, worried. Because when you're in your mind, you make up all kinds of lies. You should have called me. I don't have to call you. I'm grown. I'm the head of you. Why do I need to call you to say I'm a little late? If anything happened, there's nothing you can do about it anyway. But the mind worked on her and told her every kind of possibilities except good ones. The thought didn't say to her, you know what? He's just working overtime. Oh, don't you worry about it. Have a way to see. You're cheating on me. And the man like, no, I'm not cheating on you. I worked overtime today. And he cannot convince her that what she's been thinking of for the last 10 minutes, 45 minutes, is not true. So he just walked away. Okay, thank you. Whatever you want, I'm going to bed. Because he see that he can't convince her. You cannot convince a thought thinker that they're wrong. It's a waste of time. You cannot convince a thought thinker that he or she is wrong. And so never try. Because if you do convince them that they're wrong, they're going to do it again. And now you got to convince them again. Let them suffer in their misery. And maybe they will see that they're wrong and you don't have to think about it anymore. But if you try to convince them, they'll finally say they believe it after you lick boots. And then 2 or 3 months down the road, you come in late again, or later than you normally come in, get in, they're going to be in the same funk again. Because Satan got them again. They didn't see that they were wrong. So the same spirit that, if this is true about this guy setting this fire to the ICE office there in New York, it's the same spirit that caused you to think that somebody else is hurting you. Something is wrong with you to think that somebody else can hurt you. How come you don't see something wrong with that? How can somebody outside of you hurt you? The FBI is currently investigating the motive from ABC News.
Are you investigating this as a possible act of terrorism?
We're collecting the evidence. And we know there were anti-government and anti-American statements made.
Investigators in hazmat suits now combing through the aftermath. Recovering, the FBI says, axes, a machete, knives, and a cart with a sign reading ICE off our streets, as tensions have flared near ICE facilities nationwide. Investigators say the suspect is a U.S. Army veteran who has had several encounters with law enforcement, but nothing to this degree. Charges are still being determined.
So she asked him, are you investigating a possible terrorism? Well, he did yell some anti-American, anti-something. If he yelled against America, it's terrorism, if this is true. So Derek is asking me, LOL, it's not okay to update your worried wife if you ever, ever, ever try to update your worried wife. You just set up hell for the rest of your life in that marriage. No. Let her suffer the misery till she can get over it. You're not responsible for her worries. Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Quick reminder, my face is on a silver coin, and we started out, because it's 250-year celebration, we only had 250 of them, and they're running out really fast. And I know as I move about town, people ask me, hey, I want a silver coin. Is it too late? I would highly recommend you go get it sooner rather than later, because we're not making any more of them. And don't blame me saying that I didn't tell you. I'm letting you know. So watch this ad. It's amazing. It's from a Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And while you're at it, and you're like, let me go and look for it, you could be having some Punchy's coffee. Good. I was talking to my aunt, Uda, the other day, over the weekend. And she's like, Punchy, that's something else. You got your own coffee. I'm not surprised. Uda is not surprised I have my own coffee. And it is good. And, oh, I forgot my hat, Nick. Oh, I intend to wear my hat. It's White History Month. July just feel white. And we have some amazing. That's James. Give me a different looking one. July just feels white. And we have amazing, hats. Don't put me on camera yet until I can put it on. I got to put on the hat. I forgot to show it to you. My back. How's that? That way. Hello, fine?
Yes.
Is that? Okay, I'm going to have to show you the hat without the mic for now. July just feels white. Amazing hat. Celebrating July. So we celebrated 250 years of America with silver coin. And we got amazing T-shirts and hats. And I see people wearing them around town sometimes. I'm like, right on. Hopping white history month. And then we got this JLP on the back. See JLP on the back? I can't put it to show you that. Oh, he's showing it. Thank you, Dick. And then on the side, it says white history month on one side. And on the other side, the American flag. So, amazing, huh? Beautiful hat. And thanks to the anchor baby, he made it possible. He's like Jesus. He made it possible. And then, if you scroll down more on the page there, we have books and mugs and t-shirts. All thoughts are all lies. All kind of great stuff. Celebrating America. So I, because of time, I encourage you to go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And I'll definitely sign the books for you as well. And every dime goes back. You're helping us to help others. Not only are you going to be looking like amazing, you are helping us to help others. Every dime goes back into doing the work here. All right? I really want to encourage you, but do what you want. No one is hurting you. No one is cheating on you. No one is offending you. It's all your ego, and you think you are your ego. You don't know that that's the nature of the devil. You call it the devil's nature, human nature, which is the devil's nature, you. And you get mad because you think somebody's doing something to you, and they're not. Remember I said, become a doormat. Meaning, whatever happened to the ego, not your physical body, not somebody hurt you physically. Watch out for yourself. And don't let anyone hurt you physically. But if they hurt your ego, be glad for that. Count it all joy when you're feeling the pain. Tribulations work as patience in your life. Feel the pain of the ego. The greater the pain, the sooner you are to get over it. Become a doormat. Don't protect the ego. And believe me, thoughts will work on your ego emotions all the time if you go along with it. You did that to me. You cheated on me. You, no, they don't. They did it to themselves. What each individual do to themselves, they're not doing it to you. They're doing it to themselves, and you cry like a little baby that they're doing it to you. You made me mad. You did this or that. You're lying. There is no you. And what they've done, they did it to themselves. They didn't do it to you. Now, they may have been thinking they were doing it to you. That's because they were caught up in their lies, too, that they're doing it to you. They're not doing it to you. It's like when someone want to get revenge against you or someone gossip about you or try to hurt you. They're really doing it to themselves in the very moment that they think they're doing it to you. They may not even realize the thrills that they're getting is happening to them. There's this guy down in Mississippi. Some of you may have heard about this story. Some guy down in Mississippi, a black guy, according to the report, ABC and others, went out on a boat. One black guy, according to a report, went out on a boat with three white guys. They're all friends, according to a report. And they went out on a boat ride. And according to the story, the three white guys came back. And the black guy did not return. And they were like, I don't know what happened to him. We don't know. And according to the report, they sent someone out looking for him. And they found the body of this guy. His name was Nolan. And they found his body. And now the race hustlers are having a field day. Really, they're having a field day. These kinds of things and things like this happen to black people all the time. Not necessarily the boat thing, but they kill each other all the time. You don't see these race hustlers showing up. They're not all upset, my baby. You're killing our children. 22,000, according to the report from the FBI, since 2024, black on black. Those are not your children? Why are you not upset about that? Why that's not in the news? Something strange is happening. Something strange is happening. ABC News is saying that families and friends of that Mississippi teenager, Nolan, gathered on Monday for his funeral in his hometown. This is from ABC News.
A $100,000 reward is now being offered for answers after the mysterious death of Mississippi teenager Nolan Wells. His mother speaking at the 18-year-old's funeral yesterday.
We will miss everything about him, from his quiet nature to the corny jokes. His gentle smile, a piece of our hearts will always be missing.
Wells was last seen alive on a July 4th boat trip with friends to an island off the Mississippi coast. They returned without him, saying he stayed behind after meeting a girl. His body was found nearby 2 days later. His father yesterday fighting back tears, remembering the college wide receiver who dreamed of one day playing in the NFL.
I nicknamed you Mr. Cool Hands because it seemed like you was catching a touchdown every game.
Amazing, huh? Where are the tears from the, according to the FBI and CDC report, mortality report, for the 22,000 blacks dead? No tears for them? No Al Sharpton, why don't you show up for them too and preach their funeral? Why don't you mourn their death and talk about how sweet they were? Why don't you deliver the eulogy of those 22,000 or 22,000 black that were killed by other blacks, according to the report? Why don't you mourning their death and preaching at their funerals? And why don't you put up a $100,000 reward, you and Tyler Perry, according to the story? Why don't you and Tyler Perry put up some money and find those black people that killed the other blacks? According to ABC News, you guys are putting up a $100,000 reward. You got to find those white boys, see what those white boys did. Because this one guy that's been accused of being hurt by white guys is more important than the 22,000 killed by black people. Yeah, Sharpton is preaching at the funeral. Lord have mercy. ABC News.
Delivering the eulogy, the Reverend Al Sharpton announcing a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction.
He was not on that island by himself. Somebody saw something and knows something.
Then a text from actor Tyler Perry matching that reward, bringing it to $100,000. Investigators say they believe Wells drowned and say they do not suspect foul play. But an official cause of death has not been released. The sheriff says more than 60 witnesses have now been interviewed, and Wells' phone is being analyzed. The family is now waiting for results of an independent autopsy.
Not 1 ounce of attention to the 22,000 that were killed by other blacks in 2024 to now. According to the FBI report, FBI data, and the CDC mortality records, 90% of black male homicide victims across the United States was killed by black men. No reward to find those people. No walking down at a funeral, preaching at their funeral, holding on to the mama hand like you care. When did the preacher hold on to the mama hand anyway at a funeral? What the? That's not normal. The preacher normally went up there in the pulpit and let the mourning people walk in through the front door. And he normally stand in the pulpit and hold his Bible to his chest like he cares and preach the funeral. When do they walk in holding the mama hand? It's all an act, I believe. 22 people blacks were killed since 2024 with zero attributed to white so-called supremacy. White people didn't kill those blacks. And as a result, you haven't heard anything about it. No press conference, no raising of money, no preaching at the funerals or anything. Now do you believe me when I say that it's a spiritual battle? It has nothing to do with love at all. Tyler Perry didn't match the grant, the reward money for not, as far as I'm aware. Not any of those 22,000 blacks that I'm aware, they didn't mention that in a press conference. Oh, but because this black guy went out with the white folks, according to the report, they are like mourning and press conference and raising money and carrying on. Why? Why? Tell me why. Where will you live your life as an individual and lay your weapon down and stop fighting with the children of the devil and the devil inside of you? When would you give up the fight? When will you sit at under rock and wait for the rescuer without any idea who the rescuer is, and how they're going to rescue you? Hey, are you waiting for a rescuer?
Yes.
That's right. And who will be rescued?
That's a confusing question.
What? What do you mean?
Because, like you say, all this stuff that I identify with is just a bunch of mess. It's not like the real me type stuff.
Are you starting to see that clearly?
No. I sense it for sure.
Isn't that something? There's no one there but the mind and emotions convince us that there is someone there. There's someone there to be hurt. There's someone there hurting themselves. That is so crazy to me. I don't know what to think about it. It's all an illusion. And if you sit on the rock and wait, the illusion will fade away. And you'll be like, what the?
Makes sense.
It's like going up in an airplane. We take off going to New York or anywhere. When you first go up, it's all cloud. you don't see the beautiful bright sky.
Yeah.
And then you get past the cloud, it's so pretty and light and bright and beautiful. And you're like, wow, we were in a cloud. Amazing, huh?
It's nice.
Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Seeker bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. When you say we must work on ourselves, what self are you referring to?
Is that a joke? Are they playing around?
I can't tell by the way that they wrote it.
I'm not sure what your question is for me. But I appreciate it, though. Thank you for this. You can make it clear by calling me, 888-77-JESSE, or make your super chat clear. So I can't tell if you're playing around or whatever. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Seeker, as
always.
Thank
you, Seeker.
The Hake Report sent a gift membership. Boy and his dog received a gift membership on Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Thank you, Hake Report. And that's two of you or one?
Just one.
What do you mean by boy and a dog?
Boy and his dog is one person. That's the name of the user.
Oh. Thank you. Amazing.
It's the username. Games for Rec has a contribution for White History Month. In 1912, Theodore Roosevelt was shot in the chest during a speech, per Games for Rec. He finished his 90-minute address before seeking medical attention. It takes more than that to kill a bull moose. Games for Rec quotes.
Amazing. Is that true? I wasn't aware of that.
I remember hearing that he got shot and he finished his speech or something. I remember seeing that on like a TV special about Theodore Teddy Roosevelt.
That's amazing. Thanks for that White History moment. Was he Trump's daddy?
Yeah.
That's the same thing that happened to the Great White Hope.
Indeed.
He didn't get shot in the chest, but he got shot in the ear.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Santino, here's a little something to start JLP show's little goal. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice. Also on YouTube over here, I have one from, pardon me, it's loading still. Nick Monty, today is amazing. Have a great sunny day, JLP and crew. Perfect piece is something else, ain't it?
Thank you. I wish you the same. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a good day.
Mitchell, DM27, gifted the ship over on pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Bree K.
Bree K.
Five coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Very cool. Pastor Chatelet, 160 gold pills. July just feels white. L. Blank G. Murica. 1776, friends.
Amazing. July just feels white. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Chatelaine.
And we'll have to read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly.
Thank you all. I got to take a break already. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. Hake News is coming right now. The Hake News, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts. If you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
There's some serious mess going on in the news. And I do mean the quote-unquote news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that that 43-year-old Army veteran Andrew Aravaca, who tried to set fire to the federal building in New York City on Monday that we just reported about, Jesse Lee just reported about earlier this hour, poured gasoline at the entrance and used like a firework or something. Commie Nonsense Network seems to omit that it appeared to be anti-ICE motivated, at least in their morning updates. They leave key information out of their morning updates, and they do seem a little politically motivated at times. Not the only ones. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. July 21st, AD 2026. Happy White History Month. I'm going to get my hat on. And Jesse Lee, we'll get to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats. And great stories, y'all. It is hate news, not fake news. You can call in. There is one line open, like I might have said. I forget. You can super chat buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk and stuff. Okay, so, pardon me. I'm just adjusting my hat. The world's busiest airport, 27 out of 28 years, Atlanta, except for 2020. Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta International Airport, also known as ATL for short. Pardon me, I'm knocking the mic. 106.3 million passengers in 2025. Chicago O'Hare, ORD, is the world's busiest airport by aircraft movements, flights. All right. Recording over 857,000 flights in 2025. And Dubai International Airport, this is according to Brave, right? AI. DXB, Dubai, remains the world's busiest airport for international passenger traffic. Shout out. CNN is promoting some story by this Rosa Giles. G-I-L-L-E-S, R-O-Z-A is her first name, who was 18 when she started, I'll call it hanging out with Epstein, because they're alleging something like he started abusing her or whatever. Jeffrey Epstein, that is, the late Democrat donor and Harvard donor, who was accused of a bunch of stuff and convicted of some stuff or something. They call it something else. It was 2008, and he was serving his 13-month jail sentence, but it seemed to be mostly outside of jail, or I don't know. I don't really understand it. But she went public. This woman went public for the first time, and CNN doesn't even say just allegedly. They say it like it really happened. What a mess, huh? Two U.S. soldiers have been identified who were killed over this past weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, in those Iran strikes. They've been slow, the military and Department of Defense, Department of War, have been slow going into the details on those injured. I think 100 people have been injured, 100 American soldiers or something like that. Brave reports, or explains the AI, right? The U.S. Department of Defense has identified First Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name. F-E-E-H-A-N. Age 25 of Iwa Beach. Again, pardon me butchering the names. Of Hawaii. And Private Isabella Gonzalez, 19 of Carrollton, Texas, as the two who died, one died July 17th, Friday, and the other Saturday, the 18th, during the ballistic missile and drone attacks on Muwafaksalti Air Base over there in Jordan, or I forget where. Anyway, what a mess, huh? And they're saying, by the way, little update on the attack on men. You heard about Graham Plattner, maybe. Graham Plattner, the main candidate for Senate who's trying to replace Susan Collins. He's a Democrat, male Democrat, embarrassing. But he was accused of R-word. And you hear the story, I'm like, whatever. But he stepped down, and now this other guy, Troy Jackson, is accused of having a temper and throwing a water bottle at a gal 5 years ago. They're going after all the manly aggression. I'm James Hake, JLP.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Happy White History Month. And happy 250 years of America. Amazing, huh? You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question. Oh, I don't have one. What the? I'm so accustomed to saying it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And if you're out and about, you can podcast because we're on different time zones around the world, so different time zone for different folks, and you can podcast and still listen as you're moving about by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs out? Amazing. A spiritual battle. Let me go to Chicago and talk to Neto, I believe. Neto, you are on the air.
Hey, happy White History Month, man.
Thank you. Happy White History Month, Neto.
Thank you, man. So I got a good story for you.
Okay.
It happened to me like 2 months ago, and I've been trying to get it off my chest, but since it's Tuesday, I'm going to call it a yeehaw story. So me and my wife, we've been together for 17 years. And
my wife and I.
Yeah, my wife and I. And I told her that I needed to get some overtime. So then it happened, and I told her. And then she was like, well, why are you gonna have overtime? She got mad. So then she was like, well, if you're going to do, the devil told me from her, she was like, whatever, if you're going to do whatever you want, I'm going to do whatever I want. So I'm like, okay. So then one day I walked in the bathroom, and she was on her phone, and she put her phone down really fast, like she was hiding something. So I didn't say anything, you know, just went on with my day. And one night I wake up, the devil wakes me up, and he starts throwing things in my ears. And he's like, check her phone. So then I went with the thoughts. I already knew what was going to happen, but I just went with it. So I pick up her phone, and it's locked. And I'm like, I don't know the code. So then all of a sudden, I get the numbers in my head, and I put it in, and it opened up. And I'm like, man, this is crazy. I don't know how it happened, but I opened it up. And then I looked at her messages, and I saw that she was texting someone. And all of a sudden, my stomach, I felt like someone punched me right in the stomach. And I knew that was the devil. So I started separating myself from my body. And my legs started shaking really bad. And I'm in bed with her, but she's still asleep. And I'm shaking, like my whole body is shaking. And I'm like, oh man, I gotta get off this bed. I'm gonna wake her up. So then I go to the bathroom, and I just start doing a silent prayer. And all of a sudden, like I got calm. Everything just went away. The feeling went away. And I went back to sleep. Woke up, like it was the happiest day of my life.
Wow, that is an amazing testimony, man.
Yeah, man, I've been staying with it, and the devil's been attacking me really bad, you know, left and right, but I've been staying with it.
And how long you been married?
Going on 17 years.
Amazing. Right on. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I really appreciate the way you dealt with it, because you're going to see, if you haven't already seen it, whatever she did it to herself or is doing to herself. It had nothing to do with you. She's not doing anything to you.
Exactly. Yeah, I got a quick question.
Yes.
When I went with the thoughts, did the devil know, did he knew that I was going with them?
Yes. And he and all his little demons were rejoicing when you were going with those thoughts, because the devil knows that it's not you. He knows that he has made a home in your mind and body. And they were rejoicing because when you were going along with it, you were keeping them alive inside of you. And yes, they were rejoicing. And they knew it.
Okay.
And when you calmed down, they did not like you for calming down, because the light was causing you to calm down, and the light is causing them to have to leave you.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing, man. I noticed that for every little thing that I get in my head, the demons are like right there trying to talk some mess into my ear.
Absolutely. 100%. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. They're just thoughts, and they're not true at all. And they bring on those emotions, the emotion that caused you to tremble and shaking your leg and feel afraid and telling you, what are you going to do now? And all that mess. Those were just thoughts.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for getting me through this, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it through, got on today. But you stay with it. Just stay with it. And don't be angry at her. Whatever she's doing or not doing, it's on her. It has nothing to do with you. And you're going to be fine. I promise you that.
Amazing.
That's amazing, huh? Do you have any children with her?
Yeah, I have two. They're already 17. No, they're 16 and 15. So they're getting older, but I'm not going to be a beta and run away.
Right on. Right on. Well, you stay with it, man. That's amazing testimony.
Thanks, man. Oh, have a great day.
All right. And happy White History Month.
Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. Bye now. Amazing. Nothing is happening to you. You've been lied to. Nobody can make you think or feel anything. It's happening in you. If you didn't have those thoughts and feelings, you would like to have a perfect world. Nothing. It would be like, even if people tried to hurt you, it would be impossible. Impossible. Because you would already know there's no you. They don't know it because they think there is this. And they get this real thinking that they're hurting you. There's no you to be hurt. It's all an illusion. There is no you to be saved. There is no you to even seek. Who is seeking? I'm seeking the Lord, you say. Who is seeking? all ideas and all thoughts are lies. Harry is a first-time caller out of Oregon. Harry, you are on the air.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Happy White History, Harry.
Thank you. I wanted to talk about ego.
Okay.
And trying to eliminate ego usually fails, at least for me. Suppression does not remove it. It pushes it underground. So the important thing for me that I learned, it took me a long time to learn this, is to identify ego, use it as signal and information, and then not act on it.
What do you mean by using it as signals and information?
For instance, like a conflict, okay? I'm involved in a conflict, and somebody sends me an email that I don't like. My ego immediately is like, oh, I got to respond right now. But so I use that information, and then I sit on it, think about it, and don't act. And then give it a couple days, and then usually when I do respond, the response is much more controlled, and it doesn't wreck everything else that's going on. Does that make sense?
Well,
I'm a little nervous. First time call.
Yeah, no worry. I understand what you're saying, but when that those thoughts come that somebody sent you a negative email, you just be aware that the thoughts are there. But don't think on them at all. Put no effort. Well, give them no life at all. But you are
correct.
You are aware that they are there. But and if you
yes.
do, if you just sit on that on the rock or sit on the dock of the bay and do nothing about them, then the light will get rid of them, and there will be no need for any response, even in days to come or anything. There will be no response at all.
I hear you. So you're saying recognize it, but don't act on it at all.
At all. Give it no life because it's all an illusion. It's not even real. And they want and need you to give it a reaction so that they can continue to make a home inside of you, in your mind and emotion. But if you gave it no attention, they have to leave you. The light will force them, or not even force, because the light is stronger than the darkness. The light will cause the darkness to vanish.
Got it. Thank you. I got a question. Why is this country in Western Tuesday?
Because I grew up with country and Western music down in Sweet Home, Alabama, and I appreciate country and Western Tuesday. So it's kind of a way of giving back and remembering how great America is.
Then play some country, man. Play some Waylon. Play some Willie.
That's a good point. We're working on it. We got to find songs that we can play that are not copyrights.
I see.
Yeah. When we were doing radio, I used to do radio before internet thing came about. We played all type of music, country, western, rock and roll, soul music, because the copyright thing was not an issue. But with the internet, copyright is an issue.
Gotcha.
Thank you,
Muscle Souls, man. Best music in the world.
That's right.
Take care.
All right. Happy White History Month. Stay with it. Let me go to first-time caller out of Indiana, Nick. Nick, you are on the air.
I did something very, very white to celebrate July.
And what did you do?
I ate oatmeal for breakfast.
That is white.
Listen, I got a story that comes from, it's about Al Sharpton and what a race traitor, baiter, whatever hater he is, goes all the way back, and it involves even a friend of mine who was in the Black Panthers organization in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
His theory, if your audience wants to look up the Tawana Brawley incident, it goes back to when Jesse Jackson was running in the early 80s for Democrat president. And there was this girl, black girl, Tawana Brawley, was abducted, supposedly by white guys. They were spitting on her, hurling racial names, held her hostage, blah, blah, blah. And Sharpton whistled her away and hit her out. This is right before the primary, and was making all this noise on TV. He still used to wear sweatpants back then. Well, it turns out she was lying. Eventually, the whole story was lied and made up. Now, my buddy, Ernest, said, he's the Black Panther fella, he said that actually Sharpton was working for the government to be a loudmouth brother, making lots of noise, being a loudmouth Negro, to help ruin Jesse Jackson's bid for Democrat candidate right before the primary got to New York, the state of New York, which is where this all occurred. And that was his theory. And, it, you know, there are, like all theories, there are some things that certainly are plausible. I mean, they never really did charge him with obstructing justice by not allowing the police to interview her. He eventually did get some charges for tax evasion. That was part of the coercion, too. But he never did any time or got in real trouble. And he turned over people within his organization. He ratted them out. He committed a lot of Black taboos, but he ratted his own people out, and yet the guy still gets money, got a TV show, and everything. I mean,
I remember
most of what I said is documentable, but Al Sharpton is a lucky man. Shows you how powerful lies are when you get a format, and he really should have been in jail at the time.
I remember somewhat that story about Tawana Brawley. I don't know and I do remember hearing some of those other things, too, with the Jackson thing. I don't know if all that was true or not. But, hey, you sent me so much information, scrolled up, I can't read it now. But I do remember somewhat that Tawana Brawley story. And we got to read it to you in a minute.
Yes.
Tell us about it, because I can't read. You wrote so much of it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Tawana Brawley, in 1987, at age 15, allegedly falsely accused four white men of kidnapping and raping her over a four-day period. She was found in a trash bag after having been missing for 4 days from her home. She had racial slurs written on her body and was covered in dog poop. Al Sharpton was one of her advisors, according to Wikipedia, which has that Tawana Brawley rape hoax or something like
and
that.
And that turned out to be not true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about that, Nick, is that Black people can just accuse white people. And the folks go after the white people not knowing the facts at all. But if Black people accuse Black people, you don't hear anything about it at all. And even when I remember when I was doing radio, maybe even after that, these Black people, students would put up these white so-called supremacist things in the dorms. And they would say, white people put up a lynching, a rope. And everybody just react as though it's true. And you find out later it was a setup.
It's a page in the Black Anarchy Handbook, because our boy Obama did the same thing with Jussie Smollett.
Oh, I remember the Smollett story. He up there, according to a report, lied that some white people in Chi-Town, Chicago, had put up a noose against him or something.
Right, right. Same with hurling racial epithets and all that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it turned out to be a lie. And guess what? The next day, because the story broke, Obama magically went to two different basketball games, not even close to each other, in the same night. In other words, I'm not even there. I'm here. I'm at Duke. And he went to, Arkansas. He went to two different basketball games because he knew— you know, the community, the power community in Chicago for blacks is very small. They do know each other. they do know each other. And I guarantee you, the great one, the great Obama knew about, had heard about that plan or story and was at an event with. I guarantee they crossed paths, both because Jesse's an actor and had some fame and he's black and he's gay. So Obama definitely knew him.
So you think he knew about it before it happened?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'll tell you what, not that this is exact proof. It went so far as a week or so later, Rush Limbaugh actually did the math on that too, and that it was very unusual for a president to make two extremely public appearances at basketball, two games in the same night, two not even close to each other.
I don't know if it's true or not that he did it. I mean, he knew about it, but I know that it's so easy to accuse white people of stuff like that. And these people, these hustlers, just run with it. And white people barely say anything about it. They don't even tend to fight against it. They just.
A similar thing happened in the 80s or 90s with the churches being burnt down south, black churches.
Yeah.
Then the insurance companies found out, 25 or more percent of them were burnt down by, were arson within the church itself.
What a mess, huh?
Let me you remember
ask
that?
The I do.
Burnt?
Yeah. Let me ask before I run, what's the solution to all this?
Well, you know, it's ultimately the truth. Ultimately, the truth is, I don't know, we got so many liberals teaching lies, all sorts of lies. It's overwhelming the amount of lies that are taught in, starting in elementary school all the way up to college.
And so what's the solution to all this?
Ultimately, the truth, because it's just got to be the truth. I'll tell you what's the solution. To violence in the black community and poverty, so-called poverty, and you probably know all the statistics that go back from 1960s regarding the percentage of marriage families that were two-parent families in the 1960 compared to what how many two-parent families there are now in the black community. It was up to, I think in 1960, this is federal statistics, not my statistics.
I may have to run because of time, but the solution is what?
Don't have babies out of wedlock. 73% of all men in jail, come from single-parent households.
Right on. Thank you, Nick. Amazing reminder of these crazy things that happened then, and they are still happening. What a mess. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. The devil is busy in the minds and the hearts of human beings. There's no love. You can look for love all day long till the cows come home. You're not going to find it in human nature. It does not exist. Oh, look for the good in someone, you say. You ain't going to find no good in human beings. It ain't there. Look for the good. Don't look for the bad. The good is the bad, and the bad is the good in human nature. Because human nature is the nature of Satan. Satan. Is his name Satan or Satan?
I call it Satan.
How come some people call him Satan?
I have never heard that.
Oh, really?
Really.
There is no good in human nature. You ain't gonna find it. And this I promise you. And the only time you will start to see truly a light of good, because light is good, is when you return to the Father. When you admit that you're angry/resentful emotional, just love feelings. Did you know human beings love feelings? The good feelings and the bad feelings. They truly believe that they are their feelings. Isn't that like crazy? How do you believe you are your feelings and you love feelings? You feel God. You feel this and you feel that. What's wrong with you? You're living a life of feelings and you're suffering. You think feelings are good. You think feelings is life. Can you get any dumber than that? Life is not feelings. A real life is a dispassionate life. A life of love. And not human nature love. Human beings don't have love. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat. Super chats.
The Hake Report on YouTube. What was Neto's story again? The wife and his reaction?
Who is Neto?
The caller, the first caller from this hour.
Oh, Neto.
Neto.
You can do a replay and listen to it.
Nice.
Podcast it. Amazing. Thank you.
Tay says, JLP, staying with a cheating wife would be beta? Emoji.
It's all opinion if she's really truly sorry for what she's done. She got caught up with thoughts and emotions. And then she realized, you know what? I was really wrong. I'm sorry. When you can see that, absolutely forgive her and give her another chance. But when you give her the other chance, don't be judging her. Don't be trying to make her prove that she's not doing anything. Let it go. But if she's truly sorry or he's truly sorry, ladies, forgive. Because by you judging them, you know better than the person that she did it with. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Amazing. So, hey, before I go to break and then we have to take some more calls, what do you think about this amazing hat?
It's really nice.
It's cool. I like the blue one.
Yeah,
I like,
the blue one's cool.
They have white one, blue one, every one.
So the blue build one, the hat bill, the cap bill, and has a nice off-white slash, well, I would call it a nice off-white color to it, and a deep, manly slash ladylike. I could see a lady wearing it. Deep navy blue on it, on the embroidery. It's really cool.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Nice hat. It really is a nice hat.
Very nice.
I don't normally wear hats because my hair too big.
I was like, who's that on there? You look like a Tea Party man. You look like an American.
Let me try it again. When I have to really, I need extra large hats.
That's interesting.
And my dad had a big head. And so I have to put it on the last thing.
That's funny. I could put it, I could have all the buttons buttoned.
It
would still fit. It looks good. But you should take one of the stickers off, that greenish one. Personally, I think you should do that.
He lied, just feels right. That's what it said. It's still new, so I haven't taken the sticker off yet.
Left this sticker on off? Just for now. You can take the stickers off. Especially that one. That one's...
And what is it, Otis?
That one just says... premium fabric, stylish look, which
can
is true.
Can I take this off, too?
Most popular fit. Yeah, you can. Maximum comfort. All of these are true.
This really is an amazing hat.
Classic fit.
Do you have
back
to,
in a moment, right?
Huh?
I don't know.
Do you have to let
all back in a moment?
Little things out. Oh, I'll be back. Let me take a break.
3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. There is a special on cameos this week until Friday. Last day is Friday. I do personal shout-outs for you on Cameo. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-out, announcement shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs. What congratulations shout out, whatever the shout out is, shout out. So there is a sale on them this week, a summer sale on shout outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson and shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And also, don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. And if you'd like to have receive a free copy of our newsletter, we just sent out a brand new newsletter, published and sent out a brand new newsletter. The newsletters are amazing at no cost to you. You can join free the newsletter. Sign up now at rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. You can get them at no cost. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/subscribe. And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. All right? Like the videos. And again, check out the Silver Corn. It has my, I'm on a Silver Corn and you cannot go wrong as good an investment. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And my books are amazing. Check out my books, From Rage to Responsibility, The Antidote, 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Success Guide. Now, the 7 Guaranteed Steps is a little small pocket guide. You can carry it around in your back pocket, guys, or your front pocket. And ladies, you can carry it around in your purse. And it's just 7 steps. Even if you have a job and you want to understand how to do a little better on your job, do the steps. Or if you want to start a business, you got to do them and not just read about them. You got to be a doer. It's like working on your spiritual life. You got work to do. You just can't go up there and say, oh, I believe Jesus, Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross and that he rose again, and now I'm going to heaven. That ain't going to work. And so we got merch and everything. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop, jesseleepeterson.shop, or rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Before, and thank you in advance, and don't forget to like the videos. Before I go back to the cars and the super chats, I want to give you this. And all these things are happening because human nature is evil. Every person on the planet, until you overcome anger / resentment. Resentment is anger. Anger is resentment. Stress is anger, and stress is resentment. Emotions are due to anger, and they are evil / resentful. You're not supposed to have an emotional life. You're supposed to have a free life. You were built, created by God to be of love, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. But you're not doing that because you won't give up your anger. You will not forgive. And because of that, you're getting all these different feelings, emotions, and you think that you're alive. And you're walking dead and don't know it. An emotional person is a dead person. Your eyes are open, but your spirit is dead. Amazing, huh? The New York Post is reporting that a Tennessee mother shot and killed a man who she found under her 13-year-old daughter's bed. This is from Action News.
Now, there's still more details that we'll need to learn, but this is a case where self-defense could be argued, but there are key details from the police affidavit that are pivotal to decide whether or not this shooting was justified.
36-year-old Kendra Scott was arrested and charged with first-degree murder after police found a dead man on her front porch with a gunshot wound in the back of his head, telling police she, quote, saw a dude under my kid's bed, and I did what I had to do.
She seemed like a real nice lady. And all I can say is that hurts to know that someone was in there with one of her little girls.
A girl living in the home told police she invited the victim, Radarius Morton, into the home through the back door after midnight Thursday, saying Scott came home 20 minutes later, banging on the door with a gun in her hand. The police affidavit says Scott found Morton hiding under the girl's bed. Morton was leaving the house with his belongings when he was shot.
Amazing. My little girl, the little girl, 13 years old, according to the report, she let the guy in the back door. According to the story. In the good old days, the old ladies and even the guy would call her a fast-ass gal. That fast-ass gal. But now they call her a little girl. Amazing, huh? I don't know what happened, but they said she let the guy in. Do you think the mother still should have, if this is true, that the mother killed this boy for that reason? Do you think she's right or wrong for killing him, shooting him according to the report in the back of the head, not even under the bed, but once he's outside, in the back of the head? In Mr. Matt Dillon days, Gunsmoke and all that, you weren't even allowed to kill people in the back of the head or shoot them in the back. You have to kill them from the front. What did they call that when you shot them in the back?
Cowardice?
Murder.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing? Did you know that in the cowboy days, if you shot somebody in the back, you would be found guilty? Did you know that, hate?
No.
So this person, according to this story, this lady shot this man in the back of his head once he's out of the house. That is interesting. Buddy Smith, a self-defense trainer, told Action News 5, that mother case doesn't qualify under Tennessee Castle doctrine. Action News.
It does not describe an imminent threat, according to the affidavit at the time the shot was fired.
Retired law enforcement officer and firearms self-defense trainer Buddy Smith says the known circumstances of this case would not classify under Tennessee's Castle Doctrine.
Which means that you're allowed to protect the people in your residence when someone breaks in to commit a violent felony against you or someone in your house.
Smith says more details will be needed for Scott to make a case for self-defense.
The affidavit does not allege that he threatened the mother or anyone else at that time. And those alleged facts will likely be important issues for the court and ultimately a jury.
Amazing, huh? I can hear Satan now if the story is true. Shoot him. Kill him. He in there under the bed with my 13-year-old daughter, according to the story. I wonder if she asked her daughter, why'd you let him in? You opened the door and let him in, and then he hiding under the bed. Resident gave their input on this situation.
If it would have been me in that situation, and I seen you on the doorbell camera, I would have called them police. I had them sitting at my house when I got there. Therefore, you take him out, take him on to jail.
You feel like you threatened. He might be coming back to her house when she's not there another time. I don't know what was said, what was done.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good of it. What do y'all think about this story? You went there, I went there, so I don't know. But if he was out, she let him out of the house. Was it necessary to shoot him in the back of his head? If the story is true. I don't know if it's true or not, but was it necessary? What other quick story did I get to your calls? From WKRN News. The devil is busy, folks. Evil is busy. Just think about in your own personal life, your own life, all the mess that goes on in your own life, and then in the lives of others that are around you that you know. Why don't you know that evil exists? Is in you. Is in you. WKRN News. A Metro Nashville Police Department officer is off the force after she admitted to serious departmental violations, including conduct unbecoming an officer, stemming from inappropriate sexual activity while on duty. WKRN News.
An internal investigation by Metro Police revealed a sex scandal. Now, it happened on duty. It happened in a Metro Police car. It happened in a middle school with children who were close by.
On the surface, Officer Lisa Vidrios seemed to have it all.
Hi, I'm Lisa Vidrios, and I transferred to Nashville from the San Diego Police Department. Prior to serving as a police officer, I served in the United States Marine Corps for 9 years.
In 2022, she graduated from the Metro Police Academy. The department even chose her among a handful of promising officers to represent her graduating class.
I came here to Nashville with my family and my husband included, who is also now a member of the Metro Police Department with me. We have 3 children together, ages 6, 4, and 1 year old, and we love spending time as a family and doing everything we can throughout the city of Nashville.
According to this internal report.
That's amazing that she has young children like that. Her husband, according to the report, what she just said, is also on the force. Why is she at the work? Oh, those kids don't care about me. They don't appreciate me. I gotta go to work and get my feelings, my thrills from working. And you wonder why the kids turn out bad. The mama at work. Where is the love, huh? There's no love in human nature. Human beings have no love for one another, nor for themselves. That's why you must return to the Father, men and women. When you return to the Father, you will be of love. Until you drop the resentment of your heart, the heart is wicked. Until you drop the resentment of your heart, you're never going to have love. Love is not a feeling. Love is not a feeling. Hate is a feeling. These women don't even love the children enough to stay home and raise them. That's why it's not good to marry an educated woman. They don't make for good wives and mothers at all. They're about themselves. They'll make you stay home if you're a beta. They'll make you stay home and raise your children. And because you're beta, you fall for it. Fox 17, the investigation in this story began May 26, 2025, after this lady's husband, after the officer's husband, also a Metro Nashville Police Department officer, alleged that something is not right with my wife, alleged he had discovered evidence that his wife was having an affair with another Metro Police officer. WKRN News.
According to the report, Vidrios and the veteran officer had sex in Vidrios's SRO office while children were present in the schoolhouse. According to the OPA report, there is overwhelming evidence that the officers had sex in a Metro building and the male officer's police car. That evidence includes video, pictures, and text chains, as well as an admission of wrongdoing by Vidrios. According to the internal report, the male officer has not been interviewed because he was on medical leave during the investigation. Then he was approved for a medical pension for an injury he sustained on duty. This report indicates if he returns to active duty, OPA investigators will question him about this matter.
And according to the report, Vidrios agreed to a suspension for some 30 days, after which she resigned from the police force.
Amazing. The devil is busy. Workplace romance statistic. This is from Ford. Over 60% of adults have a workplace romance. 40% have cheated on their current partner or coworker. 50% reported flirting with their coworker. 43% have married someone they work with. 57% report workplace relationship have impacted their work performance. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. You got to give up the anger if you want love, if you want to be free. Ain't no way else you're going to have love. You're going to hate yourself and your fellow man, and you're going to always be trying to hurt someone, all for the thrill of it, all for the feelings. Angry people believe that they are their feelings. Can you believe that? I feel this. I feel judged. I feel lonely. I feel stressed. I feel worried. I feel you disagreeing with me. I feel you've turned on me. It's all feelings, and it's never true. There's no you. You're calling a false, illusionary idea you. Isn't that amazing? Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, happy White History Month. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir. Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I wanted to call and talk about this this Kendra Scott case, the one where she shot the boy in the back of the head.
Oh, okay, the story where they said that this man was under the bed, according to a report of his 13-year-old daughter, and it said that the daughter let him in at night in the back door, through the back door.
Yeah. I was really glad that you had this on your show today, because this is a case I've been keeping up with since the news came out.
Right.
So this one in particular is very interesting because, like you said, when I heard this, the daughter definitely let that boy in. Like, I mean, or allegedly, let me just say allegedly,
right.
Because of course,
yeah.
It just happened. But what they're saying, the 13-year-old did let the 20-year-old in. So he did not break in or trespass. However, he's still 20 years old, and this girl is still 13. So there's that issue of you're a grown man coming in. Even if she did let you in, you're supposed to know better as a grown man coming into a 13-year-old's house.
And when you say know better, what do you mean by that?
Know better, like you're not supposed to be going into a 13-year-old's house.
How about if she, I don't know her situation at all, but let's say she a fast gal and she's out there doing all these things anyway, if that's true.
Yeah, and but most likely, I mean, in Memphis, Tennessee, too. Like, Memphis, there's something
yeah.
in Memphis. Memphis is, I mean, that's
so
where you want to be. Yeah, but in turn, most likely she's doing that, too. Like, when I thought about it, this girl is probably been with this dude before, or she's out there in Memphis dealing with a bunch of older men, and she's just already starting down that track of, like you said, being fast. However, even if that's her personality, as a 20-year-old man, you still have to be the adult in the situation and say to yourself, hey, I can't mess with a 13-year-old no matter what she does, because she's doing what she's doing. And you can't stop that, but you can only control yourself, and you can never control somebody else.
In the black family, especially when there's no father, and I don't know if she had a father there or not, but in the black family, black boys and girls tend to have sex at a very early age.
Yeah,
and no one really care. They don't do like the white women. Oh, you're too young, or you're too this, right? Because it's natural, unnatural, but natural for black boys and girls to start having sex at an early age.
Yeah, it is. But it would be different if, like, this was another 13-year-old boy, or even, like, we were to say, like, a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
But the fact is that you have in somebody that's above age and then somebody that's a minor. And whatever way you cut it, that girl is not old enough to give consent. So,
if it's,
I mean...
No,
finish your point. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I was just saying, if that's true, you know, whatever.
Oh, hold on for me. Hold on, Jerome. Let me take a quick break. And I want to finish up with that. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself, so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
All kinds of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour two of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. July 21st, 2026 AD. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We do see your super chats and we do see your calls. JLP will be right back to your calls. It is hate news, not fake news, as you know. JLP will be right back. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, after this third hour, comes the Hake Report. That's my show, live Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific. That is, and then after that, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. Check him out. Make sure you're subscribed. And you can call in and super chat on American Anchor Baby on the JLP Network. Let me tell you about this story from this Epstein abuse, I guess. Rosa Giles, 18-year-old model, all right? Jeffrey Epstein, CNN says, abused her for the first time. At 18, okay? While he was serving jail time. Her story publicly sharing for the first time with Commie Nonsense Network. Offers a vivid window into the unusual parameters of Epstein's controversial 2008 Florida plea deal for soliciting prostitution from a minor back in a prior incident that authorized him to spend much of his sentence outside of the jail. That arrangement allowed Jeffrey Epstein to continue abusing young women, according to Commie Nonsense Network, like Giles, G-I-L-L-E-S, pardon my butchering of her name, even as he was serving his 13-month sentence. And that Army veteran accused of throwing an incendiary device at a federal building in New York City on Monday, the FBI said. CNN is reporting about it. Selective reporting, I suppose, perhaps. The suspect, 43-year-old Andrew Aravaca, emptied a bucket of gasoline onto the ground. JLP mentioned it and reported about it in the first hour here today. Outside an entrance to the building, the federal building, which housed ICE, right? And ignited it with a lighter and a large firework in a canister, officers said. Aravaca did have a sign, and CNN does acknowledge, maybe I'm wrong, that the sign read, "ICE off our streets," and it was affixed to a cart carrying weapons. The attack comes after two more people were killed in recent weeks by ICE agents in Maine and Texas, both of them doing squirrely things, allegedly, with the ICE agents. Don't know if they knew that they were ICE agents. Don't know. But they may well have been. And Troy Jackson, I mentioned this briefly last hour, Maine's likely Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate, is facing scrutiny over alleged angry outbursts, a hot temper, perhaps, including one where a female legislator previously told colleagues that he hurled a plastic water bottle aimed at, a plastic water bottle about 5 years ago at her. Anyway, Troy Jackson, his campaign told Commie Nonsense that he had not aimed this bottle in anyone's direction. The incident raised debate when, within Maine's Democrat establishment, still reeling from the departure of the great Graham Platner. And I use the term great, of course, very loosely. You know, he dropped out of the race after R-word rape accusations surfaced, allegations that he denied, and they seemed specious to many people. President Trump announced tariffs, meanwhile, in lighter news, on Canada, sweeping 50% tariffs on certain Canadian goods on Monday. Beautiful Canada. The tariffs are among the steepest his administration has levied against that country, and they threatened to reignite a trade battle on one of America's top economic partners. The White on the Inside White House, happy White History Month, y'all, said that the levies take effect in 30 days, covering about $20 billion of Canadian goods. Isn't that somewhat interesting? I'm James Hake. In about 10 seconds, we will be starting the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3, jesseleepeterson.com/show. I'm James Hake. Now back to Jesse.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And no biblical question right now. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and out and about or whatever, you can podcast. If you got to run around but you would love to listen to the show while it is happening, you can podcast the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. And we are going to get to your super chats. It is Tuesday, and every Tuesday, as you know, is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Let the dogs out.
Woof.
Amazing. 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 What's going on? It has nothing to do with color or race at all. Zero. It has nothing to do with female or male. It's all evil. And anyone who has one iota tip of anger, of resentment, is evil. The spirit of truth says you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is a murderer. Do not trust an angry person. And there is no such thing as righteous anger. No righteousness in angry. Can you be crazy enough to think that I have righteous anger? No, you don't. You're evil. All angry people are evil people. They don't love one another, not even their own family members, not even their own children, no one. It's a spiritual battle. There was this story we gave to you in the last part of the last hour there, the second hour, according to New York Post and Action News, a Tennessee mother shot and killed a 13-year-old, shot and killed a man she found hiding under her 13-year-old daughter's bed. And they say that she shot him in the back of the head after he was outside of the house. He wasn't under the bed, according to the report, when she shot him. And I was talking to, as I was saying earlier, that it's not uncommon at all for young people in the black families to have sex at an early age. And not much is thought about it either. They don't see it as bad. Now, the white people pretend that they see it as a bad thing, and the liberal white women try to get laws because they want to punish the man. But it is not uncommon at all for black boys and girls to start having sex at an early age. And according to National Institute of Health, and this incident happened down in Tennessee there, according to a report, where this lady was accused of killing the boy for being there. And they say that the 13-year-old girl let the guy in the middle of the night in the back door, through the back door. According to the National Institute of Health, historically, up to 40% of 15-year-old mothers in Shelby County, and Shelby County is the area down there in Tennessee, that's where my black producer is from, Derek. Historically, up to 40% of 15-year-old mothers in Shelby County, the largest county in the Tennessee, located in Memphis. 40% of 15-year-old mothers in Shelby County, the largest county in Tennessee, located in Memphis, reported having a partner age 20 or older. It's not uncommon, folks. 40% of 15 years old in Shelby County, down in Tennessee, mothers reported having a partner age 20 years old. So it's not uncommon. And that's why this story is so interesting. I was talking to Jerome out of New Jersey. I had to put him on hold. Jerome, what do you think about the fact that this woman has been accused of shooting this man in the back of his head once he was outside? Jerome?
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can now. What do you think about the fact that this woman was accused of shooting this man in the back of the head once he was outside of the house?
Yeah, and that's the bad, because you should, if that was really the case, then she should have saw him under her daughter's bed, been freaked out that this grown man is in her house, and shot him right then and there and said, I did what I had to do, or whatever she said when she did that. But the fact that he was already leaving your house on the porch, and then you shot him with his back turned in the head, shows that you just executed him. And that's where it really gets bad, because I mean, it, like you're saying, there's no room for self-defense or stand your ground or the castle doctrine. This looks just like you killed somebody that was no longer a threat to yourself or your daughter. And, you know, from what I hear, they already set her bond at $100,000. It's going to be really bad for her. And, I don't, even when I first heard this, I'm like, there's no way that she's not going to serve some jail time.
Yeah. Did you hear me read the stat from the National Institute of Health?
Yeah, and that's something else that I had wanted to speak. I do, trust me, when I first heard this before, and it's not right, I shouldn't have let my mind go there that, you know, this girl was fast, but we do see cases like this all the time. Yeah. So sometimes it's safe to assume some things. And she probably was, you know, I know that a lot of young girls do this. They were doing this when I was in high school, you know, minors, being older dudes. But even in these kinds of situations, like I said, it would be one thing if this 13-year-old was dealing with like a 16 or a 17-year-old boy. But that boy was 20. And at the end of the day, you should not be in there, you know, talking to this girl. But also, too, he's dead now, so he can't tell his side of the story.
Right. That's a good point. And according to that report, 40% of 15-year-old mothers in Shelby County, there in Memphis, Tennessee, reported a partner age 20. So everybody else, their mama at 15, sleeping with 20-year-old men, according to the story.
Yeah, it happened. That's why I said I knew that as soon as I heard it, that this wasn't a young boy trying to force his way in or sexually assault this girl. This little girl is fast, and she's just doing what a young, fast girl in Memphis does, is sleep with a lot of men and make sure that they're older and doing what a young girl does. Yeah. But, yeah, and they're having babies, and, you know, like you said, 40% of 15-year-olds and over 20. Yeah, it's a sad case, and, I mean, again, I don't know, but it's probably safe to assume that ain't no daddy in that home anyway. So it's really bad. And, you know, even in this situation, like this young girl, and you know, I just wonder, I don't even have to go into that, but I just wonder what's going to happen to this young girl now. Like, I don't want to see her going to a group home or, you know, no dad there. Her mom is going to prison and now she has to fend for it. Like, this is just a very, I know I shouldn't feel sad. You know, I shouldn't have these emotions, but it is still like, man, this is a really bad situation.
Amazing. Thank you, Gerard. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-77 Jesse, before I go back to the phones, and according to News Nation, and Jerome mentioned it, a judge set the bond for Kendra Scott, this female down in Memphis, Tennessee area there, at $100,000. That's from News Nation. There are people out there now, some people, who are into this anti-aging thing. They don't want to get old. They want to do an anti-aging thing. What's wrong with being old? Oh, you want to stay young so you can still have sex, huh? That's the only reason you want to stay young. What's wrong with being old? And why even do you think about age? There's something wrong with you for thinking about age. You compare a young person to you. You see this young, vibrant body person running around, and then you look in the mirror, you see you're getting old. You're like, I'm getting old. I don't want to be old. Why compare yourself to anyone at any time for any reason? Because when you compare yourself, an old person, compare themselves to a young person, now you're going to try to stay young. And you end up destroying yourself. But if you never, ever, ever compare yourself, just imagine having a life where you never compare yourself to anyone at any reason, at any time. I want to be like that. Or I'm jealous of that person. Or I wish I had what they have. Or I wish I was younger. Or I wish I were older. What's wrong with you? All thoughts are all lies all the time. Why can't you just freely live your life without comparison or anything? Because now, if you compare yourself to a young person, and as I said, the only reason you want to stay young is because you want to continue to have sex. Ain't no other reason. What a mess! When you compare yourself to anyone, young or old, you're going to end up destroying yourself. Even if the person is rich, and you say, I want to be rich, like that person, now you're going out and doing all kinds of things trying to get money. And you end up destroying yourself. And then if you got the money, you're still going to be lost. You got to compare yourself to somebody else. Because somebody else has more money than you. Don't be comparing yourself. It's a great sin. Be you. You work better at being you. You work perfectly at being you. And because you try to be young, New York Post has reported that a 20-year-old woman died after being injected with an anti-aging serum. Serum. At a holistic wellness center in the Bronx, whatever that is. Watch this from CBS News.
An unlicensed doctor arrested in the Bronx. Police say a woman who went in for treatment at a lifestyle center later died at the hospital.
The Barry Sheet Lifestyle Center on Riverdale Avenue was closed Monday as its founder, Dr. Luis Rojas Cabrera, remained in police custody. The NYPD says Sunday around noon, Rojas Cabrera injected a 27-year-old female patient with an unknown substance and that she had a medical episode as a result.
Police sources say medical staff here called 911 and the victim was taken to New York Presbyterian Hospital unconscious and unresponsive.
Police say she was later pronounced dead at the hospital. NYPD sources say 55-year-old Rojas Cabrera of Passaic, New Jersey, admitted to injecting the woman with an unknown substance. He now faces charges of reckless endangerment and unauthorized practice of a profession. No New York State records we found list him as a licensed medical doctor, but on his website he says, I am an MD, surgeon, naturopath, a full member of the Dominican College in the Dominican Republic. Inside his dark office was a manual of integrative oncology protocols.
Amazing. A 27-year-old woman, I think I said 20 earlier, but it's 27 according to the report. Now, does she still want to be young? You think she still want to be young? Where is she now? According to the report, she dead. Trying to be young, anti-aging. How are you going to stop time? Your body from functioning time, getting old. You ain't Michael Jackson. What a mess, huh? Expert emphasized the critical importance of verifying a provider medical license before undergoing any treatment. You think?
As for what to look out for when seeking medical care or treatments, Dr. Bruce Wiley of the CUNY Graduate School of Public Health says always ask for a medical license.
It's key is you have to know exactly what you're getting yourself into and what are the potential side effects. What are they using? You know, are they FDA approved ingredients, medications, treatments, and those types of things.
The New York Secretary of State said in part unlicensed or unqualified staff, dirty needles, expired or counterfeit drugs such as Botox or fillers, and unsanitary conditions can lead to serious injury or even death.
Police say the medical examiner is still working to determine the official cause of death.
You know you got to be on an ego trip out of your mind to have those things done to your body. Why not let the body have its natural course, its way? You're out of your mind, and you get what you deserve. What a mess, huh? The ego is a mess. How about just let the anger go and be free and just let your body do. It's just a body. It's going to fade away anyway. And just live your life. Why not be free? Oh, I know. You're into feelings. You're into emotions. And your feelings tell you that you're old. You're getting old. You better do something about it. And you spend your money. And in this situation, according to the story of your life, trying to be young. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. Let me go to first-time caller Dylan out of Pennsylvania. Dylan, you are on the air. Is it Dylan?
Yeah, Jesse.
Hey, Dylan.
Hey, Jesse.
Happy White History Month.
Yeah, Happy White History Month. I was just telling the HR lady in my job that they should put it on the bulletin.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Jesse, let me ask you something. You say you're a Christian all the time, but it don't seem like you quite know who Jesus is.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw you had a video up the other day for like a couple minutes or whatever, then it was taken down. You're talking about how the Bible is, how it's not inflatable. But
I didn't take it down.
Oh, I didn't see it when I went back. But yeah, see, Christians believe that the Bible wasn't written by man. You know, we believe that God used human beings as pens to write his word down. But let me ask you.
You said that Jesus Christians believe what about the Bible?
That it wasn't written by man, but rather God used men as pens to write his word down.
Did, and so you said something about inflatable?
Yeah, inflatable.
How is the Bible inflatable?
Well, because God could never be wrong, and if the Bible is God's literal word, it can't be wrong. Would that be correct?
And the Bible is not God's literal word. Literal word. The
oh,
word,
absolutely it is. You
no,
wrote it down.
The word's written in your heart.
Oh, okay. But let me ask you something.
Is that true or not? It,
not to a degree.
No,
but let
no,
me
no.
ask you something.
Stay with that first. We'll get to another question. But let me ask. All right. Is the word written in your heart or not?
Yes, it is.
The truth is made flesh, right?
Yes, it is.
And so why are you calling the Bible the absolute word of God when the Bible has been written by man, and men, because of their ego, they write it according to how they feel sometimes, most of the time? Why do you say it's infallible?
Well, like I said before, it wasn't written by man. It was written by God.
It was written by man.
Okay, let me ask you, let me get to my question about Jesus.
I know, but I'm going to get to that, but it was...
All right.
Was
I'm a little bit short on time because I'm at work.
Oh, okay.
But I want to get to, yeah.
But
Jesse,
let's just say Mark. Give me a quick yes or no. Was Matthew, Mark, and Paul and all, were they men?
Okay, so for Matthew, God used Matthew as a pen.
No, my
and he
question
wrote
is,
through
were
Matthew.
They men?
They were men.
And so you said it wasn't written by men.
No, it was written by God.
Amazing, but go ahead. You had another question about it.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, your show's amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I love your show.
Thank you.
Disagree sometimes, but I love your show.
Absolutely.
So you say Jesus isn't God, but he's the Son of God. So first question would be, why is it that God the Father calls Jesus God in the Bible?
God never called Jesus God.
Oh, he absolutely doesn't. Hebrews chapter 1.
What do you say?
He says, your throne, the Father, referring to the Son, he says, your throne, O God.
Who said that?
God the Father. Speaking of the Son, he says, your throne, oh God.
You got too many daddies here. Hold on a minute. Did Jesus say that or did God say that?
No, God the Father said that referring to...
Don't do God the Father because I'm confused about the two daddies. Who said, your throne, oh Father, oh God?
So God, Yahweh, refers to Jesus as God the Son.
God said that to Jesus?
Yes, absolutely.
And so where is the Father, where is... He called him Father in that.
No, he didn't call him Father. He says, your
Why
throne,
you
oh God.
Why are you calling him God the Father then?
Okay, so let me ask you.
No. Isn't it a question?
No.
Why are you calling him something that God did not call him?
No, I'm calling him what God did call him. God
did
he didn't
Jesus
call, him father,
call
but he called
himself the Father?
Absolutely.
When did Jesus say, I am the Father?
No. You tripped me up. He didn't say I'm the Father, but he called himself God.
I didn't trip you up. Where is it that Jesus said, I am God, or he said he's the Father? Where in the Bible does Jesus say that about himself?
John chapter 8, he says, before Abraham was, I am. So Jesus existed before Abraham even existed. John chapter 1.
Where did Jesus call himself God or the Father?
When he said, before Abraham was, I am.
When did he call himself God?
When he said, I am.
When did he call himself God?
Right there, when he said, I am.
No, he didn't say, God, I'm God.
What if I told you God the Father is not God, but he's just the Father of God?
What's your name? Dylan. Where does Jesus say, I am the Son of God?
Well, when Peter says that you are the Son of God, the Son of the living God, he didn't deny it.
Did Jesus say, my Father sent me, I am the Son?
He does say, my Father sent me.
And so why would the Father say that the Father sent me?
No, the father didn't say that the father sent him.
How God, can the father send the father, sent the father him. Man? What the?
No, they didn't say that. God the Son.
Why would
said that
Jesus
God the father
say,
sent him.
Why would Jesus say, it's my father in me doing the work, it's not me? If he were the father, he would say, I'm doing the work, I'm the big dad, I'm the big dog, I am daddy.
Is the Holy Spirit God? Is the Holy Spirit God?
No, you're jumping across now.
No, because it's still Trinity. Is the Holy Spirit God?
Why would Jesus say, it's not me, but my father in me doing the work, if he was God?
Because he took on human flesh.
You're not answering
the
question.
While still maintaining his divinity.
Why would Jesus say my father is doing the work? And so don't worship me, because greater work shall you do because of the Father. Why would he talk about somebody else doing the work if he was God? Answer that for me.
Well, first of all, doing greater work in terms of quantity,
no,
not quality.
No. Answer that question only.
Repeat the question.
Why would Jesus say, it's not me doing the work, it's my Father in me? My Father sent me, and my Father is working doing through me. If he was God, why would he talk about this other person working through him?
Because he's speaking out of his flesh, not his divinity.
What?
Let me ask you, why would he say that?
He's
me and the Father are
what?
One. Out of his flesh. He's speaking out of his humanity, not his divinity in that moment.
What did that mean?
Speaking, because Jesus Christ had two natures, one human, one divine.
But what do you mean? He's speaking out of his flesh. That's why he didn't say, that's why he said, the Father worked through me. I work for the Father. It's not me, but the Father.
All right, I got to go, Jesse, because I'm working right now.
Call
but
me again.
I'll call you back. I'll call another time with some verses I want to bring up to you.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? Everybody and their mama will listen to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for Knowledge Today, brother.
Amazing. Happy White History Month, Rick.
Yes, I was about to say that. Happy White History Month to my white brothers and sisters, man. And y'all stand strong, you know, and
we will.
And don't get afraid of the racehorses, like Al the Buzzard Sharp and those crowds, those clowns.
We won't be afraid of the blacks.
You know, too. I'm gonna come on that same thing, which is about the mom shooting the kid. I mean, shooting that guy in the head. I would have done that. That's killing somebody execution style.
You say you would not have done it.
No.
Okay.
Because he didn't let himself in. Even she is underage, and she didn't. He didn't let himself in.
Well, in the black family, it's not uncommon for 15-year-olds, according to the National Institute of Health, to be having sex with babies with 20-year-olds. It's not considered underage.
Well, you know, because you're right, Jesse, to really think about it. So, like, let's say 13-year-old,
not 15, but 13-year-old. Go ahead.
Okay, let's say the 13-year-old. The 13-year-old is 13 now. Now, let's fast forward. Now, once she get 20, and whoever she date, he's 27, it's the same thing.
Well, definitely not uncommon for 13-year-olds to have sex with 20-year-olds in the black families. That is a...
Well, yeah, you...
Totally acceptable.
And you're right, too. Usually, because a lot of men, you know, overseas men, white men, his family, they consider women, black women, very sexual. Because
liberal
white
women made those laws because they hate men. Oh, you're underage and all that crap because they hate men. Hold on, Rick. Can you hold?
Yes, sir. I can, Jesse.
The treasure, trash off is on pills.net. I'll be back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report, HAKE Report, is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. The American Anchor Baby. And after, check out punchy.tv, punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No. Bill on Punchy. You can podcast. And Bill does a live show every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And a quick reminder that there's a summer sale for shout-outs on Cameo. Whatever the shout-out is, congratulations shout-out, winning shout-out, encouragement shout-outs, birthday shout-out, or plain old I love you shout-out. Shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the summer sale lasts until Friday of this week. So it's the whole week. Summer sale on Cameo. Amazing, huh? And like these videos. Like the videos. And don't forget to donate to what we're doing here. We're not a 501c3 organization. Donate. And to continue to work. And I know a lot of you are on vacation and stuff, so even while you're on vacation, don't forget to donate. Or you can mail it in by going to make your check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond at P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. If you missed that address, you can not only make a donation by calling 800-411-BOND, or you can get the address to mail it, all right? 800-411-2663. Or you can just go to joptalk.com, joptalk.com. Or you can scan the QR code. And again, we are 501c3, and thank you all, nonprofit. And thank you all for helping us to help others, and especially when you're being helped as well. Amazing, huh? And don't forget to like the videos. Let me go quickly back to Rick. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, no. But, you know, I was saying, too, and it's just like the mom got upset because the guy was 20. And our daughter was 7. Now, personally,
no, her daughter was 13.
Our daughter was 13, and the guy was 20, correct?
Yeah, not 7.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The girl was 13 and the man was 20.
According to a report, now, yeah.
I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have shot the man in the head. That's execution style. That's making sure he don't have a chance of rising back up. Well, anyhow, I wouldn't have done it. And like you said, Jesse, normally sex starts early in the black community because of lack of fathers, you know.
Well, that's not really the reason it started. The reason it started because of the anger of the children, and the children are angry at the mothers. And they're yearning for the fathers. And as a result, when you have anger, it'll awaken your sexual nature at an early age like
that.
Oh,
and you're right. Absolutely. You're right, Jesse. And then, as we say before, 70% of black children are born don't have a father. And so they're angry because their father's not there. Absolutely. Yes. It's due to the anger.
When they're not
angry
at the father, not there, they're yearning for the father. They're angry at the mother for imposing her angry will on them by turning them away from the father, controlling the kids with anger and all that.
Yeah, okay. So would it be right to say, too, that strong fathers are not in the home either?
Right. They're not there.
You know,
right.
You know,
absolutely.
So that's what I would say it both. Both of them.
And even if the father was there, but he wasn't the head of his wife, the kid's still going to have sex at 13 because a weak father is like not even being there because the mother is still destroying the children.
And you know, that's so true because even men, you know, now you definitely see it in black men, but now you're seeing it a lot in white men, Asian men that are liberal. You see what I mean?
Conservative and liberals. Like,
right. And it's like that they, even if you see a married man and a married woman stand together, you can look at the man and see how weak he's looking down, like he ain't got no self esteem. You know what I'm saying, Justin?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking just as weak as mashed potatoes.
Oh, a mess.
And they also learned too, Jesse. Most races want to be with black women because of their sexual nature. You get that through the black entertainment industry, the black videos, the rapping videos, and you have women, black women twerking and stuff. And you don't hardly ever see other races of women doing that, mainly but the the black women.
Yeah, even in the porn industry, see white women twerk too. We played a video recently of a white female twerking in her wedding dress at a wedding. I was like, what now?
Oh, yeah. It's catching on now, even with them, too. Yeah,
yeah.
I agree with that. I'm just saying why men tend to desire black women because they consider them sexual, and, you know, and that just what it is. It's in our culture. You see it
right.
With black women twerking.
Yeah.
You see the rap videos. You know, you see how, you know, a lot of, I'm not saying there's not no modest, beautiful black women out there, but I'm saying, too, most time people desire black women because of the videos, you understand what I'm saying, Jesse.
And why you call them beautiful black women?
I'm talking about the ones that are modest and not wild, buck wild like that.
But why you call them beautiful black women?
Well, I call anybody beautiful, Jesse. But
you
I call
mean
that,
they're
that
not beautiful.
No, I said beautiful. There are some beautiful black women that's not acting like
but
these
you say
current
you call
black
any,
black.
It beautiful. You're beautiful.
If a woman's beautiful, to me that's a classy way of saying a woman's beautiful without getting sued for sexual harassment.
What the? Amazing.
You know? So it's like, I think it's a classy way of saying a woman's beautiful. That's, you know, that's respectful. And you ain't got to worry about getting sexual harassment charges thrown at you.
That's amazing. You lied to her, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, man. And that's just this is what I'm saying, Jed. You get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
it
do.
It comes from
I
the culture. It comes from the culture.
It does.
And then when black women get upset when men
receive them that way. We got more to us besides sex, but that's what the world sees.
Yeah, absolutely. What a mess,
that's what
huh?
They see. Yeah, and then they want to get upset because that's what they see. That's all they see. Even in, to my understanding, Jesse, even in the porn industry, most people prefer to watch black pornography than any other race.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ray. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, yeah. No problem, man. Thanks for taking my call, Jesse, man. Love you, man. Keep up the good work.
I will.
And happy White History Month to our white brothers and sisters. Stand strong, you guys.
Happy White History Month.
The great white hope.
Yes, sir. Love you, guys. Be blessed. Thank you, buddy. Let me see what the great white hope has to say right now. Amazing.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, and this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing. Let me go to Australia and talk to Philip. Hey, Philip.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing? I've called you before.
Happy White History Month, Philip.
Yeah, I find that weird, but yeah, it's
do you celebrate White History?
No, I would like to have a day where we celebrate everybody all at once.
How about White History? Do you celebrate that?
No.
Why not?
Well, I've never thought about it.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm part Polish, part Greek, part Irish and everything. I'm a mix of everything. So, I mean, I really...
So you're not white?
No, I am white, yeah, but... I never thought about celebrating it because...
Why not? Everybody else celebrate. Why not white people?
Well, I've got lots of friends. Some are Asian, Aboriginal, all different races.
But all those people celebrate. They all celebrate. They have a holiday celebration, a month celebration for themselves. Why not have a white month?
Yeah, I know. I think sometimes that might be appropriate for some races, but for me... I've never thought about it, so I really don't have an opinion on it.
And, so why is it appropriate for other races to do it, but not for white people?
Well, the only one I really think is a good one is the Indigenous Aboriginals of Australia. We should celebrate them because we invaded their country, and they have a culture that's dying. So I think we need to sort of elevate them and lift them up. And
the Indians? And encourage you're talking about community. The Indians?
What? No, no, Aboriginal Australians, the Indigenous Australians.
The black people?
They are. Some of them are black, but then the thing is,
are you talking about those little black people that live out in the woods?
Well. We call it the bush, but no, Aboriginals live everywhere. But in the Northern Territory in Australia, like Alice Springs, they have a big Aboriginal community, but it's just,
you know,
they're
incredible.
Do
they live
people.
In the woods over there in Australia? They still live in the bushes?
We call it the bush.
They,
the outback.
Do they still live in the bush?
Some do.
And why do they stay in the bush in 2026? Why are they still living in the bush?
Well, no, lots of them live in the cities as well. So there's just a mixture of things. And, like, white people live in the bush as well. So, you know, we're all over the place.
So white people live in the bushes with the blacks?
Well, they do because we get along together. It's all good.
Do you ever
We don't have the same race issues that you have in America. But
oh,
know,
you
we
don't?
Get along pretty
oh,
well,
okay,
yeah.
So the blacks and the whites get along over in Australia?
Pretty good, usually. In some places, maybe not, but usually we do. But why I'm ringing up, because I'm really
angry. Do you
really
go into
angry.
The bushes?
The bushes. Yeah, I throw myself into a big bush or something. No, but
stay
no,
out of the bushes.
No, I go up to the bush a lot because, you know, we go camping and we do things. But let me tell you why I'm calling.
I know. Before you do, let me ask one other quick question. So will you celebrate White History Month with us?
Well, if you want me to.
Will you?
All right, I'll celebrate it. I don't know how to celebrate it, though. What do I do? Put a white flag out my front door or something?
Do you love white people?
I don't love any color. I just love people. I'm a Christian, so I go to church. So
you sound like, hey, you're not a Christian. Do you love white people?
I love anybody.
How about white people?
I'm not going to put a color. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't like putting colors to people. Like, for instance, there's only two white people in my church.
Oh, no wonder you're afraid of them then. You're afraid to say you love white people.
I'm a white person. I'm a white person, and the other person's a white person. But
why do you go to a non-white church?
Because it's not a non-white church. It's just a church that was started by Sudanese immigrants, and the door is open to anybody who wants to come.
So why do you only have three whites there then?
No, two only there. But the
why do you only have two whites?
Well, it's because the church hasn't been around for long, and what happened was that the Sudanese immigrants have been here for a while, and then they're all African. And well, they're not all Sudanese, actually, because they're all from different parts of Africa. But the reason why I go to that church is because it's a Pentecostal church, and it's the closest one near me, so I go to that one.
Do you believe Jesus is God?
I believe he was God in the flesh.
Why do you believe that?
Because the Bible says it.
The Bible doesn't say, where does the Bible say Jesus was God in the flesh?
I don't know. I was just told that, so I can't tell you. So now, can I tell you why I'm
why are you repeating something that you don't know is true or not?
I just believe what people say sometimes. But the thing is I'll tell you why I'm calling. This is what's really made me call. I work in a cafe that seats up to 70-something people. And when this might be an Australian thing, I don't know whether they do this in America, but when people turn up and we're busy, I go up to people and I go, hi guys, how are you doing? How's your day? Whatever. And then I try to find them somewhere to sit and get them a table, whatever. Now, I've had women come in, a group of women, and I go, hi guys, how are you doing? Whatever. And I get them a table. Now, I don't really experience this as often. Well, I don't think I ever have, actually. These guys turned up who think they're women, and they're transgender, obviously, and then I just said the same thing to them that I say to everybody. I said, hi, guys, how are you doing, whatever, and they went off their nuts. They were like, oh, you can't say that. I'm a woman and this and that. And they went angry and everything like that. That was so pissed off. Then my boss came over and started calming them down and talking to them. My boss asked me to go out the back and have a coffee, so that's what I did. I had to hide out the back until they left. The thing is, it's
so you
ridiculous.
Said the guy, the drag queen guys went off their nuts.
Yeah, they did. And you know what's really
dumb? What did
they
do with the nuts?
Well, I'll tell you something. If you want to identify as a woman, act like a woman. Every other woman that comes into the cafe, I go, hi, guys, how you doing?
Why did you have to hide?
Oh, because they were angry. They didn't want to see me. My boss didn't want to upset them. And it's scary because the thing is, if we piss them off, who knows, they might bring another 100,000 to the store and, you know, and have a protest out the front or something. The thing is why are they so offended? Why can't, if you're going to be a woman, act like a real woman. A real woman doesn't care that you say, hi, guys, how are you doing? I mean, I see women every single day and I go, hi, guys. And it's just an Australian thing. It's just an Australian thing, you know. It's like you're not saying hi, gentlemen, or hi, men, or whatever this and that.
So what do your boss want you to say now?
He says don't say that anymore to transgender people.
What did he say to say?
Hi there, how you doing?
How old are you, Philip?
I'm 29, but the thing is, it's just crazy because the thing is, like, I treat everybody the same.
Right.
And yet, for some reason, these people with pronouns expect us to treat them differently.
They don't want to be reminded that they are not girls, that they are really guys. And that's why they get
angry. Yeah, definitely. And look, yeah. I'm quite happy to respect them and call them by whatever they want. But then what happens if one turns up that looks like a man, doesn't say anything, and then gets offended? The thing is like, they should have a badge on their top or something that says, I identify as a woman. You know, so then I don't get confused and make a mistake.
That's right. Well, do what you, because of your job, you're there to make money, so... If your boss told you to just say hi.
Well, see, my boss...
And just do what your boss told you to do.
My boss would prefer me to say, hi, guys, how you doing? Be the same person I am.
Right.
But the thing is, these people with pronouns sort of dictate the world to everybody all the time. And then we all get sort of... and then we've changed the way we live our normal life just because of them.
They're only
a small part of the population.
The world gone crazy, Phil. Let me say this to you because of time. So I'm being told that the phrase went off their nuts is an Australian idiom meaning to become insane or crazy or extremely angry. That's from Brave AI.
Okay.
So when you said they went off their nuts, I thought you meant something else.
Yeah, off their nuts. I mean, it's like they all just went crazy and got angry and whatever. But the thing is, I truly don't believe that they were really angry. I think they saw it as an opportunity to make a scene and just carry on like idiots. You know, that it's like they're trying to sniff out every opportunity to make a scene and get offended and be victimized.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
Well, don't let...
Like,
because of time, I'm going to have to run, but don't let it bother you. You're there to...
Well, you're a legend, Jesse. You're a legend. The world knows you. You're awesome.
You're there to make a paycheck. But don't be mad at them. Just do your job. You say hello. And you make your money and go home at the end of the day and let them be mad. Let them be crazy.
Well, next time I see them, I might say, hi, fake ladies, how you doing?
Well, I wouldn't recommend
that. And then get fired.
Yeah. Thank you, Philip.
All right, take care, Jesse. You're awesome. Bye.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Salty old, I'll say man, says, gifted the cookie on pilled.net. It's a great time to be alive, but I still miss the good old days. They were amazing.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, and they were amazing. I want my country back, but it's not coming back, Jesse. I know. Thank you.
Thank you, salty old man.
Thank you.
And he bought a coffee, half breed.
That's all I ever heard.
Sending you some of this good on this fine morning. Blue heart, salute emoji.
Right on. Thank you, and happy White History Month. I appreciate it.
10 coffees from Ralph. Happy White History Month, Jesse and crew. Thank you for the best shows on this side of heaven.
Amazing.
Tart, bullseye emoji.
Thank you, Ralph, right?
Ralph.
Thank you, Ralph, and thank you for helping make it possible. I appreciate it.
Jamie, today is National Junk Food Day. All you, the heavily plump people, go out and get some Doritos and M&Ms.
Is today in Canada?
I don't know. This is the first time hearing about it. I hadn't pre-read this super chat.
Did you know that?
July 21st, 2026. Day falls on a Tuesday. Serves as a guilt-free excuse to indulge in favorite treats such as fast food, chips, and sweets. Typically defined as having high calories but low nutritional value. Exact origins unclear.
But yeah, people don't want to celebrate something. Why here tonight? What the?
It's conditioning.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah,
thanks,
Jamie.
Amazing. He also says, Jesse, that is a cool outfit you have on today. Looking fly.
Amazing. Thank you.
Rusty spoke 2K. Jesse, what does it mean when people say they gave their life over to Jesus?
They're insane. They don't know what they're talking about. They have not given the light to Jesus. What the? Thank you, though.
The Hake Report gifted the cookie on pilled.net. Thank you, Hake.
Thank you, the Hake Report. Amazing.
Nick LaBoy on Rumble, a Rumble rant.
You gotta know how to rumble.
It's like you always say, Jesse. Anybody with anger is a killer.
Yeah.
And that woman, anger forced her to pull that trigger because Satan at that moment justified it through her anger.
All that stuff does come from evil, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you. It's not love. Amazing.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
Thank you again, y'all. Thank you to the YouTube members as well as the Rumble monthly subscribers and the Pilled supporters.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
And thanks, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I am so I. This time goes by like 90 going. No. It's amazing. So listen. Wait up on the light to come and rescue you. Don't try to rescue yourself. You can't do it. I can't do it. No outside source can do it. You gotta literally wait up on the light. And it's gonna be amazing if you let the light come and rescue you. But don't think about the light coming at all because you get into thinking. No thinking. All thoughts are all lies all the time, and it keeps you in the darkness. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. The Hake Report is coming now, and then the American Anchor Baby. Check out Buell on Punchy TV, PUNCHIE.TV. And check out all our merch, the silver coin, and everything. Thank you all, and call us. Call me back tomorrow if you can. I am out on time. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.